Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Boston. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Friday, January 3rd. You'll be interested to know. 47 years ago, today, in 1977, Apple was incorporated by Steve Jobs and Steve Wozniak, eventually evolving into one of the most valuable companies globally, recognized for its innovative computer and electronic products. This transformation marked a significant milestone in technology, influencing consumer electronics and shaping the future of computing. So now you know. And now, it's time for the weather report. This morning it's sunny and feels like 17 degrees with 22 mile per hour wind. The sunset will take place at 4:24, and it will rise again tomorrow at 7:13. It looks like we're in for a sunny Friday with a high near 39 and a breezy west wind blowing at about 10 to 16 miles per hour, gusting up to 28. Tonight, expect mostly clear skies with a low around 24 and lighter winds. For all you beach runners out there, the first low tide Friday will be at 7:15, with a high tide just before 1:30. The nearshore buoy at Cape Cod Bay reads 43 degrees for the water temperature. Looking ahead in the weather, expect mostly sunny days ahead, with highs around 32 and light west winds. Nights will be partly cloudy to mostly clear, with lows in the upper teens to 20. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, Dave Fortnoy, founder and president of Barstool Sports, made headlines after his generous donation of $60,000 turns the struggling Baltimore pizza shop, Tiny Brick Oven, into a success story. During a recent One Bite Pizza review, Portnoy discovered the restaurant was closing for good on Christmas. After enjoying a very good New York-style pizza, he asked owner Will Fagg how much money was needed to keep the shop open for a year. Portnoy immediately agreed to the amount. Following his video's viral success, Tiny Brick Oven received over $120,000 in donations, revitalizing the business. Now on to sports. Last night, Notre Dame's dynamic performance secured a 23-10 victory over second-ranked Georgia at the Sugar Bowl. Riley Leonard's dual-threat ability and Jaden Harrison's electrifying 98-yard kickoff return highlighted the win. Despite outgaining the Irish, Georgia's missed opportunities without starting quarterback Carson Beck proved costly. Notre Dame now advances to the semifinals. On Sunday Night Football, the Detroit Lions and Minnesota Vikings, both at 14-2, clash in a historic showdown. With the NFC North title and home field advantage on the line, expect fireworks as Jared Goff leads the league's top scoring offense. Meanwhile, Sam Darnold, with 35 touchdown passes, aims to keep the Vikings' winning streak alive. In local sports, last night, the Celtics edged the Timberwolves 118-115 at the Target Center. Jason Tatum was spectacular, racking up 33 points, 9 assists, and 8 rebounds. Derek White added 26 points, sealing Boston's victory. The Seas improved to 25-9, maintaining their lead in the Atlantic Division. Tonight, the Celtics take on the Houston Rockets, sitting at 22-11. The showdown happens at the Toyota Center. Celtics Jaylen Brown and Kristaps Porzingis are out, which could impact the game. Last night, the Bruins fell to the New York Rangers 2-1 at Madison Square Garden. Elias Lindholm scored for Boston, but the Rangers' Mika Zibanejad and Brett Berard secured the win. Jonathan Quick was outstanding, stopping 32 shots. The Bees stand at 20-16-4. Tomorrow night, the Bruins battle the Toronto Maple Leafs at Scotiabank Arena in Toronto. And finally, Sunday afternoon, the Pats face the Bills at the Razor. With Josh Allen extending his 114-game start streak, New England aims to end on a high. Drake May, eager for growth, leads the 3-13 Patriots against Buffalo's 13-3 squad. In top news, U.S. workers are becoming increasingly productive, which is beneficial for the economy but presents challenges for employees. For instance, gym owner Vic Viktorov in Boston boosted revenue by 30% in 2024 without hiring more staff, thanks to an artificial intelligence model that streamlines tasks. Productivity in the U.S. rose 2% in the third quarter, marking 5 consecutive quarters of growth. This uptick is partly due to technological advancements and a shift in the labor market. However, increased productivity can lead to job losses as companies adopt automation. The future of this productivity surge remains uncertain. In business news, the Sixth Circuit Court of Appeals has struck down the Federal Communications Commission's net neutrality rules, declaring that the agency lacks authority to impose regulations on internet service providers. This ruling comes after the Supreme Court's recent elimination of Chevron deference, allowing courts to interpret laws independently. The judges emphasized the distinction between information services and more regulated telecommunications, stating that the FCC's expertise cannot override the statute's plain meaning. With lawmakers urged to establish open internet principles, the ruling has prompted mixed reactions, with some celebrating it as a victory against government overreach. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is just under 97,000. Ethereum is just under 3,500. And Goetzius Maximus is nearing 58 cents. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates with several locations in the Boston area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class, with locations in Canton, Wellesley, Hingham, Brookline, and Framingham. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk science. Scientists have made a significant breakthrough by growing a notochord in the laboratory, marking a first for human stem cell models. This rod-like tissue acts as the GPS for developing embryos, guiding the formation of the spine and nervous system. Researchers at the Francis Crick Institute in London utilized insights from chicken embryos and other vertebrates to determine the right timing for introducing biological ingredients. Although the developed structure is only 1 to 2 millimeters long, it correctly houses neural tissues and bone stem cells, offering new avenues to study spine-related birth defects and other disorders. And in entertainment news, Apple TV Plus is serving up a treat for science fiction fans with its upcoming film, The Gorge, set to stream on February 14th. This genre-bending creature feature, scored by the talented duo Trent Reznor and Atticus Ross, stars Miles Teller and Anya Taylor-Joy. Teller Laura describes it as good alternative programming to typical love stories, featuring high-octane action and a unique romance. Directed by Scott Derrickson, the film follows two snipers who must navigate their emotions while guarding a gorge that may be the door to hell. The atmospheric score promises to enhance the chilling experience. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American author and activist, Helen Keller. And she said, "Keep your face to the sunshine, and you cannot see a shadow." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the weather reports. Have an amazing weekend, my good friends. We'll see you Monday with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Boston.